In Serere District, the leadership Kiere Secondary School has decried high fees, defaulters rate by some parents. Jojo Riokots, head teacher of the school, while addressing parents and other stakeholders during the annual general meeting, AGM, yesterday from the school main hall, says most parents have not cleared the school fees. Orioko discloses that the school is demanding over 200 million shillings not cleared as fees from parents. He says as a result of these unpaid fees, the school is struggling to pay staff salaries, especially teachers, and the PTA utility bills and maintenance for infrastructure.
Our chief guest, out of the 1,000 plus students, less than 400 cleared for meals. They will have to feed all of them despite not paying to that person. Not even a half when you look at the percentage collection. So it gives the school, if you're not a dream killer, if you're a head teacher who is not a dream killer to kill a school, then you have to look for options. So we have those challenges. High fees defaulters, that is a standing audit query from the Office of the Auditor General, including from the internal auditor. When you send students home from this school, they will come back, and you have to feed all of them. When you send them, they will remain along the road. So those are the challenges.
On the other hand, Martin Okirio Bore, a retired senior educationist in sorority, tests the sub-region while addressing parents during the AGM, called on them never to be dream killers of children. Gideon Odongo, District Inspector of Schools, Serere District, in his remarks, urged parents with outstanding fees to make immediate arrangements to settle their balances. Meanwhile, Charles Solupot, Chairperson, PTA, Parents Teachers Association, Kiere SS, called for cooperation of both parents and guardians to meet their financial obligations. However, John Esadu, the local Council 3, LC3 chairperson, Kiere Sub-County, has asked parents to take responsibility for children's education and settle their fees promptly.